Phil Milani here with Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason talking college quarterbacks. Guys, we think that the Broncos could possibly take, and maybe some of the top-ranked guys, because let's face it, guys, the Broncos quarterback situation is a little bit up in the air. They bring in Mark Sanchez, but he's here to compete. So let's start with one of the top-ranked guys. I know Mace likes this guy a lot. We're talking about Carson Wentz. Mace, what do you see from him?
Carson Wentz, North Dakota State, just very smooth. I'd say as far as having the proper mechanics, he's the farthest ahead. Big hands, so you're not worried about him losing the ball on a cold, wet day. Really, the question for him is he going to be able to make that big jump from FCS to the National Football League? We've seen guys do it as rookies. Joe Flacco did it back in 2008. The other thing you wanted to see, and I saw this at the Senior Bowl in practices, you wanted to see how he could handle a step up in competition, how he could handle a pro-style offense. I thought he did very well down there, made all the throws. I thought he was head and shoulders above the other quarterbacks down there. Really looked the part of an elite quarterback. And, you know, he has the requisite intelligence. I've heard nothing but great things character-wise, how he deals with people in the locker room. I think he's a complete package.
You like what you see here? I know that he was just on Gruden's bus, went through the QB situation. Gruden said he's the most NFL-ready quarterback he's seen in years.
Yeah, I do like Carson Wentz. I think all of the things that Mace just mentioned, you know, definitely hold water. But, you know, will he be there at 30?
Probably not.
Probably not.
No.
Definitely not. I think that, like we said, he's a great quarterback, but I think somebody that we're probably going to be looking at, a guy like maybe Dak Prescott. Mace, I know you like Prescott a lot. Mm-hmm. We see him here. A lot of people have been talking about Kaepernick, mm-hmm. Colin Kaepernick. I think that the comparables here, Prescott running for over 8,500 yards and passing for over 8,500 yards, mm-hmm. 2,000 yards rushing. I think that, you know, a guy like this with mobility, you look at a guy like Kaepernick and you think, why can't you get a guy like this, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he does need some refinement, but there's a lot of tools there. He wears number 15, he runs the ball, and he's a bigger quarterback, so he runs the ball with some power. And that elicited the comparison to Tim Tebow. I think that's completely unfair, Dak Prescott, because they're not in the same galaxy as how they throw the football. You can see Prescott running there, but as you can see when you watch Prescott up here when he throws the ball, much more compact, tighter delivery, and a quicker release than Tim Tebow had. I think he's about a year away from really being able to help you out with a bridge quarterback. Maybe Mark Sanchez is the bridge guy. He can get ready, but I think there's a lot of tools. And one thing I really liked down at the Senior Bowl when I watched him, he and Carson Wentz were the two quarterbacks who did the best job at getting to the second read. You don't necessarily see that from guys down there right away. That's a good sign for where he can go. Biggest question for him right now, I think, is the off-the-field stuff, because the DUI he had recently, a lot of teams are going to have questions when they bring him in for visits about that, and they want to find out whether it's an isolated incident, you know, like we saw Bradley Roby and Shane Ray had isolated incidents, or a sign of a pattern. If it's isolated, I don't think he'll affect his draft stock yet.
Yeah, a guy that also that we've been talking a little bit about as far as character concerns go, we're going to move off of Prescott here, go to Connor Cook. I think Cook, well, there we go. All right, Connor Cook, probably one of the weirdest character issues that we can think of, not being voted captain in his senior year. People are looking at that as a character flaw. One thing I will say, his pro day this week, Coach Mark D'Antonio took 5 minutes out to say just how great of a player Connor Cook was, led them to a Rose Bowl win that we're watching right here. And another guy that we're seeing in this video, Benny Fowler.
Right.
A guy that the Broncos are very high on, obviously, with the way he played last year. So there's some chemistry there, a Broncos connection. I think that, like you said, Mace, a second day or third day guy with a lot of potential.
Definitely second day. I think if he's a third day guy, it's going to shock a lot of people if he falls that far. Probably more ready to be a pro quarterback than, say, Dak Prescott. Not sure that his ceiling is as high, but you can see on the field he makes some good decisions. One thing that was interesting, you know, with all the questions about the whole team captaincy thing, a couple of Michigan State players and Connor Cook as well pointed out that, hey, you know, we would have a council of 12 players mm-hmm. that would select captains on a rotating basis, and Cook was among those 12 players. And, you know, some of his teammates were really taking steps to kind of to squelch that criticism of him, and certainly I was impressed with how highly they thought of him. It certainly went against some of the, went against the narrative, and we'll see what happens. We'll see where he ends up being drafted.
Cook, 34-4 as a starter at Michigan State. Now let's move on to a guy who's holding his pro day as we're talking. Of course, that's the guy with the small hands, I guess,
well,
right? No,
they're not as small.
They grew an eighth of an inch.
It's interesting, like him and Brandon Allen. We've never had so much talk about hand size as we have in this year's class. But, you know, 9-8, you're starting to get to the baseline where you say, okay, that's a functional quarterback size. But you look at him out there. He has a good feel for the pass rush. Gets away from it there against Texas. Nice throw on the run to the outside. You know, good on the play action. Another guy who has a quick delivery. Gets the ball out fast. Anticipates the breaks on the receivers. The big question is running a more pro-style offense because, you know, Cal likes to spread out, so there's going to be some adjustment there. But I love the feel that he has in the pocket. You know, you want to make some better decisions. The Utah game really got shredded, a lot of interceptions, and you're kind of concerned about one mistake compound, you know, leading to another. But, you know, I had that same concern about Jameis Winston last year, and yet he ended up playing against that, having a terrific rookie season. So I think Jared Goff can have the same kind of growth.
It's kind of the silly season, right? I mean, you're just looking for things to nitpick. Hand size depends on who you are. It depends on what you believe as far as how that's going to affect a guy's future. One name to consider, though, another Cal quarterback that fell pretty far on one of the drafts that we've seen the last 10 years, Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. So, I mean, falling might not be the worst thing in the world for Goff, although, like you said, I don't think he's going to make it out of the first round.
Yeah, and not even Goff and Wentz, I think we're talking about top 10, top 15 at worst for both of these guys. If the Broncos want to be in consideration for these two, they may have to sacrifice their first-round pick next year as part of a deal to move up.
And unlike Aaron Rodgers, Goff was pretty much anointed the man right out of high school, played his high school ball right there in the Bay Area, a three-year starter at Cal, 4,700 yards, 43 touchdowns just in 2015 alone. Now let's move on to the final guy, well, in the top five here, a guy that Mace likes coming to the Broncos, and that's Paxton Lynch out of Memphis.
Well, there's a reason why I like him. It's looking at the Broncos picking at 31. He's right on the fringe of being a first-round pick. And mainly, there's two reasons why he's a notch below Goff and Carson Wentz. Number one, more so than even Goff, running a scheme that is not analogous to what he's going to have to do in the NFL. There's a steep learning curve involved. John Elway didn't mention him specifically, but he's talking about quarterbacks in offenses like the one that Memphis ran under then head coach Justin Fuente that require a steep learning curve, require basically a year to adjust to get used to playing under center. Good decision maker, struggled in the bowl game against Auburn. I don't know if we have any clips on here, but again, that was also, I'm going to give a pass on that. Fuente just left Virginia Tech. There were a lot of issues in terms of the game plan. I like how quickly he gets the ball out. I like the way he sees the field. I like the feel for the pass rush. Maybe you can make his delivery a little bit more compact, get his footwork more consistent, but a lot of good tools here.
And we know that Broncos do like tall quarterbacks, not to pour salt into an open wound. However, Brock Osweiler, one of the tallest quarterbacks in the NFL, Paxton Lynch would be one of the tallest at his position once he enters the league as well. So, like May said, not under center. Any of these clips that we're going to watch here, he's not going to be under center. However, he does move well on the edges. But the measurables are there.
And Paxton Lynch comes from an athletic family. His dad played college basketball. His brother was a pitcher in college, so he definitely comes from an athletic family. And lastly here's a sleeper guy. Not a lot of people are talking about him, but the interest is starting to pick up on him. That's Stanford's Kevin Hogan.
Yeah, quite possibly the best decision maker of any of the quarterbacks in the draft. Okay, his arm strength's not going to wow you. I mean, that's a great play there, but it's a lot of Christian McCaffrey, of course.
It's another name that we're very familiar with.
Exactly. Maybe we'll talk a bit about him next year. But yeah, you know, he likes to run. He's good at deciding when to run, when to, you know, when to throw, when to check down. I think his decision making is at a pro level. What I'd like to see from him, there's going to be some work required on his delivery. One thing you can see from these passes, he tends to put the arm back way too much a little bit there. He needs to make that delivery a bit more compact, but as far as everything goes mentally, I think he's got it. I think he's got it all. Other quarterbacks have stronger arms, but I don't think anyone makes better decisions. I think he's going to be good value on the third day.
Could be a Phillip Rivers type, you know, with the funky delivery. Right. That's maybe his ceiling, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. Like Mace said, you know, just watching it, bringing the ball down, it's not something that you really like to see. This is, of course, a rush, but I think that the Broncos' connections are there. A Stanford-educated quarterback. We know what this building thinks of Stanford-educated quarterbacks. Of course, John Elway coming from Stanford, and McCaffrey. We know that name very well. So I think there's a lot of Bronco connections there. Obviously, not the big reason why you're going to draft a guy. However, I like what Mace had to say. A great decision maker, very intelligent with the football. And I think he's going to have a place in this league. I don't know if it's going to be with the Broncos, though.
Just finished his fifth year in Stanford, of course. He redshirted his freshman year behind Andrew Luck, led the Cardinal to 3 Rose Bowl appearances. So he's been capable leader of very good teams.
And I like the way he steadily improved, and also even had some criticism of him after the start of his senior season this past year. Really responded well to the challenge after a very rough start in that Northwestern game.
And he's another guy who had a very good pro day earlier this week. So those are a few quarterbacks to take a look at. Maybe they're not going to be there when the Broncos are picking, but definitely some names that you know a little bit more now thanks to these two guys, Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason. I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.